92,000 people in Wisconsin will lose their Badger Care coverage by year's end. And as our state capitol report continues, we will talk with a state lawmaker about what the future holds for these residents and their health care, and why she thinks Governor Walker ought to allow counties to accept the federal money that he rejected for Medicaid expansion. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Monday, September 30th. We will also welcome your thoughts and questions on whether the governor did the right or wrong thing by not accepting that federal money when it comes to Medicaid expansion. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our next guest is Melissa Sargent, Democratic State Representative from Madison and Maple Bluff. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Well, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel last week ran this headline, State Notifying 92,000 that loss of Badger Care is imminent. Your reaction to that headline?
It's stunning, and it's something that does not need to be. This is very short-sighted and really the wrong thing to do. It is not the Wisconsin way.
Yeah. Why do you say that?
Well, in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin that I have grown up in and the Wisconsin that I am choosing to raise my children in, we've always taken care of our neighbors and our family members. And by kicking roughly 98,000 people off of Badger Care for partisan reasons, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, these residents can sign up for health insurance under the exchanges under the Affordable Care Act. So isn't that what the Affordable Care Act was for?
Well, you could argue that. However, the Affordable Care Act, the way it's being set up in Wisconsin, will in fact cost people quite a bit of money, and it's being, as you've probably heard on the radio and seen on the TV, being painted as a negative thing. It's being implemented in a very confusing manner, and many of these folks that are being kicked off of Badger Care, not to mention the additional 150-some thousand low-income workers that are currently on a waiting list for Badger Care, they're just simply falling through the cracks. They are already working many jobs. Many of them have children. They are going to be put on separate exchanges from their children. Navigating their way through the system is going to be a real nightmare. And we know in Wisconsin that in order to have the American dream, in order to do what it is that you need to do, we need to take care of our neighbors. And one of those basic things is health insurance.
And this would have been a much different headline if Governor Walker would have accepted the federal money to expand Medicaid?
Absolutely. If Governor Walker had agreed to expand Badger Care in the state of Wisconsin, I believe we would be celebrating job growth. And I believe that we would have had a very different conversation during our recent budget talks. And we would have been doing simply the right moral thing for the citizens of our state as well.
You know, the Wisconsin Counties Association last week wanted the Walker administration to allow counties to accept this federal money to expand Medicaid, the same money that the governor said no to?
That's correct. So with the Wisconsin counties are really, and I currently serve on the Dane County Board, and I'm the chair of the Health and Human Needs Committee, as well as serving in the State Assembly. So I have a couple of hats that I wear and can see the way this tangled web is affecting people right on the ground in Wisconsin. County boards and counties across the state of Wisconsin are responsible for the basic unmet needs of our most vulnerable citizens in our state. And that's ultimately what Badger Care provides. Without accepting these dollars, we're talking about people who are between 100% of poverty and 133% of poverty through this discussion. So really folks that are making $7 an hour, about $11,000 a year, and they depend on the counties. And if they have unmet needs, it's going to be the counties that have to backfill those needs. There's going to be mental health issues. There's going to be substance abuse issues. There's going to be a lot of uncompensated costs at emergency rooms and at service providers throughout the counties.
Yeah, the you wrote a column about this issue in August, I think this was, let counties accept new Medicaid funds. And the governor said at that time that this was a nice attention-getting measure, but it's not practical.
Well, we already are doing something very similar to this with family care throughout the state, so it's not unprecedented within Wisconsin. As well as in Ohio, in Cuyahoga County, there is an example of a community that is accepting the dollars through pass-through into the county. So oftentimes when there is a problem that I perceive, rather than complaining about the problem, I want to offer a solution. And that's what I'm doing here for the governor and for my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, to let the counties, not mandate the counties, accept this money. But if a county wants to offer Badger Care expansion within their community, to allow them the capabilities to do that.
Yeah, the Wisconsin counties were just hoping that Governor Walker would reconsider this Medicaid decision. Do you have any reason to believe he will?
Well, there are continuing to be other governors across the state that are changing their minds, and this ultimately does not have a sunset provision, so Wisconsin's governor and legislature can change its mind at any time to accept these dollars and to accept to do the right thing for the people of Wisconsin and not only cover our most vulnerable citizens, but also to create over 10,000 jobs. And I'm hopeful that they're listening, but I tend to think that with the hopes for higher aspirations and federal office, that it probably isn't going to happen. However, we can't give up.
We are talking with Melissa Sargent. She is a Democratic state representative from Madison and Maple Bluff. And you heard her say she's also a Dane County Board supervisor. We are talking about Medicaid in Wisconsin and the 92,000 people in Wisconsin who are being notified that they will lose their Badger Care coverage by the end of the year. We welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest. We welcome your views on whether Governor Walker did the right or wrong thing when he rejected the federal money for Medicaid expansion, whether you want him to change his mind on that or not. And why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking in this half hour with State Representative Melissa Sargent, talking about what the future holds for the residents who were of Wisconsin who will lose their Badger Care coverage by the end of the year. And we're welcoming your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. So let's go to Mike in Black Earth first. Hello, Mike.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. What is your question or comment?
My question is, I know that, you know, we've been talking about Obamacare and the implementation of Obamacare, but what I would like to know is, you know, she referred to this thing as a tangled mess. In relationship to Obamacare, there's been zero marketing. The Badger Care piece, there's people that I work with, their health care premiums have gone up $170 a month. And the young lady that I'm working with is determining whether or not she can continue to work because of the increases. So, you know, this wealth distribution in Obamacare in relationship to Badger Care, I don't quite understand what the views are in terms of what are the consequences of accepting this federal money. Why did Scott Walker make the decision? Can she explain the limitation factors with accepting that federal money? That's my question.
The limitation factors, Mike? What do you mean by that?
Well, why did Scott Walker make the decision not to accept the federal money and the expansion of the program? What limitations are there?
All right,
My understanding is that the Walker administration has suggested that they don't want to accept this money because they're not sure that the federal government will be continuing to pay their fair share. However, I do know that we would actually save close to $100 million over the next 10 years if we would accept this money. This is based on information from the Kaiser Family Foundation. I know that we would have 100% of our costs covered by the federal government for the first 3 years, and after that, 90% of the costs would be covered by the federal government. Now, if for some reason that Scott Walker is correct and is in his logic that the federal government would not be able to continue the costs and it would fall back onto the states, there's nothing in this that says that we could not opt out at that point in time. We cross that bridge when we need to. I believe the right thing to do is to cover the people of Wisconsin. They should not have to choose. Your colleagues should not have to choose whether she can afford to keep a job or not based on how much her insurance is costing.
Yeah. Well, when you said that Governor Walker did not accept the money for political reasons, what were those political reasons?
Well, I believe that the extremists of the extreme believe that we should not be providing for those who don't provide for themselves. That is not my thought process, but that is and has been Governor Walker's.
Mm-hmm. We have Alicia on Facebook who writes, "Our family is in the group that is losing our Badger Care coverage by a few dollars, but can't afford the new insurance coverage. I feel like I'm being pushed to quit my job, have a bigger family, and be dependent on the government. I want to contribute to the workforce." Do you understand the situation she's in, Representative Sargent?
I do, and you know, I think she's very brave for sharing her story today, and there are many other people in that same situation. What we're doing in Wisconsin is we're making healthcare much more complicated than what it needs to be. Had we accepted these dollars, had we kept our limits as they were at 133% of poverty, had we brought people off of our waiting lists for Badger Care, we would not be having these conversations today.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Melissa Sargent, Democratic State Representative from Madison and Maple Bluff and a Dane County Supervisor, talking about the people in Wisconsin who will lose their Badger Care coverage by the end of the year. The state is beginning to notify some 92,000 people that they're being dropped from that coverage. Our guest lawmaker says she is still horrified at Governor Scott Walker's decision to turn down the federal money to expand Medicaid. And we're talking about what the future might hold for these residents and whether there's any chance that Wisconsin counties can get the governor to reconsider his decision or allow counties to accept this federal money. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our next caller is Brian in Ashland. Hello, Brian. You're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you. Just a question for your guests, and I understand that any increase in these kind of benefits, whether they're federal dollars or state dollars, I believe still comes back as a tax burden upon the taxpayer. That's a comment. The question I have is, Obamacare was created by President Obama and his party for the disenfranchised, frankly, and I think she needs to explain a little bit better why it's too, I think the words were, it's too confusing and complicated. If it was created for the disenfranchised and it's still too complicated and confusing, then I think that they need to fix that part of it rather than expand any kind of entitlement benefits. Could she explain that a little more in depth? Thank you.
Thank you for the question, Brian. I was, and maybe I wasn't clear on this, the system, the Affordable Care Act, I don't believe is confusing and complicated. I believe that the way that Wisconsin is going forward by not accepting the Badger Care money and by not creating a state exchange is causing confusion and complication that is undue and unnecessary. I believe that sending these letters out to some 92,000 people in Wisconsin, many of them who are parents and the children will be under one plan, and they will be under another plan, and some will have a deductible, and some will not have a deductible. Some will have a payment every month. Some will not. When you're working two or three jobs, when you're being a parent, when you're just living by the skin of your teeth, adding these extra layers of complication on top of the fact that we have special interest groups that are buying media time within our community to make it not clear to people, intentionally complicating the issue, that's where my problem lies.
Carl from New Berlin writes in an email, I believe the Affordable Care Act was written assuming the states would accept the increase in Medicaid or Badger Care funding. Is that your thought too, Representative Sargent?
I believe that to be the case, yes.
Yeah.
I believe that most people couldn't imagine that a state would actually turn down this type of an offer to actually ensure more of its people do the morally right thing, create jobs within their communities at the base level, family-sustaining, good-paying healthcare jobs where we know that the market is rising, as well as to fill budget gaps for the private sector as well as for the government. We have an interesting mix of folks who have come out in support of accepting this federal money. There's over 240 organizations across Wisconsin, including hospitals, including many private companies that know that this is the right thing to do financially as well as morally.
Our next caller is Benny in Prentice. Hello, Benny.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I was watching television two Sundays ago on a Sunday morning, and they had the state insurance commissioner on, and he felt that Walker did the right thing because the people on Badger Care that are going to be kicked off were going to have more than one policy available to them. They would have four policies, and with being subsidized from the government, they would actually be better off. Could you comment to that, please?
That's a great question, Denny. Depending on where you live in the state, if you do choose to go with Obamacare, you will have the possibility of more than one option to choose from. But you will also be required to pay on a monthly basis a fee in order to have this insurance. And if you're already making maybe 105% of the poverty level, you don't really have that additional discretionary income. So most likely you're going to choose not to go on to that, as well as having co-pays and other costs associated with it. So not everyone will have more than one choice, but some people will.
But in the long run, with subsidies, the actual amount being paid, would the person on Badger Care now would be better off under an exchange plan?
Well, my belief is that if you are on Badger Care now, and, you know, these are the people, currently we're at 133% of the poverty level in Wisconsin, but with what is going on in the choices that the governor and the legislature have made, we're going to be dropping that down to 100% of the poverty level. So that's why 98,000 people are going to be losing their coverage. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, the folks that are above 100% of the poverty level will have a monthly fee that they need to pay for the insurance, as well as possible co-pays, depending on which option, which exchange, and which level of insurance it is that they choose.
Our next caller is Joyce in Rothschild. Hello, Joyce.
Oh, hi. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I can understand the rationale for moving people from one program to the other if it benefits that the person on Badger Care. And I think this should have been done differently, whereas it could have been done over a 2 or 3 year period. For them to lose their Badger Care and then have to enroll in the exchange when this is so totally new is politically motivated, and I totally agree the county should be able to apply for this.
Mm-hmm. A reaction to that, Representative Sargent.
I appreciate your thoughts there, Joyce. You know, I agree with you as well, in that if we had expanded Badger Care coverage, we would, instead of sending letters to 92,000 people in Wisconsin saying you're losing your coverage, we would be sending letters to 150-some thousand people in Wisconsin say you're gaining coverage. And then we could also be focusing our efforts on enrolling our uninsured members of our state and our community into the Obamacare exchange. And that would all be good news. We would be creating jobs. We would be providing people with the insurance that they need so they can be better employees and better parents and better community members. And that would have been my choice of the road to take here.
Yeah. Well, with our final less than a minute here, what advice do you have for anybody listening right now who is being dropped from their Badger Care coverage? What should they do with the exchanges starting up tomorrow?
Well, I really encourage you to go to your county offices and talk to them about how you can apply for your Affordable Care Act, your Obamacare coverage. There are people across the state of Wisconsin that want to help you. Many of them are working at the county level and the community level. And, you know, I also encourage folks to reach out to their state legislatures and encourage them to make the effort to expand Badger Care in Wisconsin. It's not too late to make this happen for our state of Wisconsin.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Melissa Sargent, Democratic State Representative from Madison and Maple Bluff. Thanks to producer Bill Martins. Thanks to Cynthia Schuster for on-air direction and to Robin Cherry for on-air production. Thanks for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.